Piers Morgan, who is now a celebrity anchor at CNN, who do not appear to have asked him any questions at all about phone hacking, as a former editor of the Daily Mirror, he said in his book The Insider recently, and I quote, that the little trick of entering a standard four-digit code allow anyone to call a number and hear all your messages. In that book, he boasted that using that little trick enables him to win Scoop of the Year on a story about Sven-Goran Eriksson. So that is a former editor of the Daily Mirror being very open about his personal use of phone hacking.
All right, what evidence do you have to make that kind of accusation against Piers Morgan?
Well, I said what I said in the committee, Wolf, and I'm afraid right now I'm going to say that I can't comment about it outside of the committee room because, as Mr. Morgan will know, inside Parliament, when I speak at a select committee of Parliament, I am protected by absolute parliamentary privilege. To repeat something outside of Parliament doesn't give me that cloak of privilege, and Mr. Morgan is a very rich man. So I am sure that the ferocious investigative journalists at CNN and across the news media in the United States will take careful note of what was said in the committee and look into it. That's the best I'm afraid I'm going to be able to do on legal grounds.
Well, I understand the legal grounds. Piers Morgan is joining us on the phone right now. I want to give him a chance to respond to that very direct allegation you made against him and his reputation. Piers, go ahead and respond and tell Mrs. Mensch what you think.
Well, I'm amused by her cowardice in refusing to repeat that allegation now she's not in Parliament and covered by privilege. As she may be already aware, she came out with an absolute blatant lie during those proceedings. At no stage in my book, or indeed outside of my book, have I ever boasted of using phone hacking for any stories. For the record, in my time at the Mirror and the News of the World, I have never hacked a phone, told anybody to hack a phone, or published any story based on the hacking of a phone. And what she did today was a deliberate, in my view, and outrageous attempt to smear my name, CNN's name, the Daily Mirror's name, and I think her now to have the breathtaking gall to just sit here calmly and say, I can't possibly repeat that because I haven't got privilege, is an outrage. And I call on you, Ms. Mensch, now to repeat it, show some balls, repeat what you said about me, and then maybe go and buy a copy of my book, The Insider, and see where in that book these claims that you made today in a televised committee watched all over the world, where that claim is in that book, because it isn't there.
All right, Mrs. Mensch, do you want to respond to that?
As I've just said, I made the claims in the select committee, and people will look at them.
All right, let's continue our conversation with Piers Morgan. He's joining us live right now. She clearly, Piers, did not want to say in public what she said behind open doors. Indeed, the whole world was watching in Parliament, but she has parliamentary immunity, so she's not going to get into a fight with you on that. Is there anything else you want to say before I move on to some of the substance of what was done today?
Well, only that, I mean, she made some very specific claims, and in fact, later on, she repeated them, even down to me apparently giving tutorials in phone hacking, how I'd hacked people myself, how my staff had broken stories with phone hacking, and she has absolutely no evidence for any of this, and she based it on what she claimed I had published in my own volume of diaries. Well, you've seen the entries now, Wolf, and I read the entries to her earlier. There is no such thing. The only entry in my book referring to phone hacking was when somebody warned me that my phone might be being hacked and advised me to change my PIN number. So I was pretty outraged, actually. I think when somebody makes such a claim against your own integrity and does it based on a complete falsehood and then hides behind parliamentary privilege, I think your viewers will find rather mysterious entity where a politician in Britain can say anything they like and you can't sue them, not that I would anyway, but you can't sue them. I think it's pretty rich when she now knows, or she must know, having now seen the book, presumably, that none of these things she says that I wrote actually exist in the book.
Let's talk about the bigger picture right now. What did you think?